Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Gemara sagt das so: Tanu Rabbono, Ner Chanuka, Mitzvah Lehaniach al Pesach Beisoi Mibachutz. Mitzvah Lehaniach al Pesach Beisoi Mibachutz. Im Darba Aliyo, If he lives in the second floor, he doesn't have a door pasul l'rishuso rabim. So manicho b'chaloi nasmucho l'rishuso rabim. U'b'sha'as asakono, manicho al shulchono yvedayo. Puts it on the table. Says mevur in the Gemara that mitzvah schanike, manicho yal pesach habayis mibachutz. The place of nerchanike is pesach habayis mibachutz from outside. When it's dangerous, you put it on the table. Baruch Hashem, today it's not dangerous anymore. So, l'chur, if it's not dangerous, the halacha would be that you have to put the Ner Chanukah outside. Mazei Paskin, Rabbi Eliashiv, Rabbi Yamin Zilber, Chazanish, the Peskerov. We know some people don't do it. And we have to know, again, Avada, we never speak against people. Yeah, we're trying to learn. Here's Takon Darabonon, to learn the sugyas. We have to know, I know some choshev kehilas that you don't see yet, that they learn outside. So we have to go mevar zayin, who is right, what to do. Well, again, mevar zayin the Indian. So Rebbe Eliashiv, it's a sefer, Koivis Tshuvas. What's the sefer? Tshuva from Rebbe Eliashiv. Simen Samach Zayin. The Tshuva is to Rav Yeshua Menachem Ehrenberg in Tel Aviv. He sent him the sefer. So I saw a choshev sefer. Mole v'god sefer. B'liashi writes them the following: B'potchi sifri b'simen mem. I open your sefer and simen mem. Kosav b'hai lishne. U'mikan ani tomea al masher oisi b'aloisi l'Yerushalayim sheyeshno yagim shemadlikim mibachutz. Says he went to Yerushalayim, and he saw that some people light Neres Chanukah outside. Lo yizu bilvad sherashoyim leadlik mifnim, zei tainas teres Yeshua, elo shemchuyovim bekach, shemhidlik bachutz lo yosok et hakonas chachomim ve lo yosok klum. Zei tainas dat seifa. Zokter Rebbe Eliashiv, hine, kshiroisi akoy teres shel hatshuva, when I saw your sefer, and I looked in the headlines, if your sefer, so in the headlines of the tshuva I saw, Bo yevuo tzitkas minageinu she'ein madlikim ner Chanukah b'rishuso rabim af al pi she'ein sakona bezman hazeh. This is the headline of the tshuva. That in this tshuva will be discussed the tzitkas minageinu that we light ner Chanukah inside, even though there's no musakone. Choshavti. So I thought to myself when I saw the headline. Mikavon the Achone ibn Galusa, brothers that came from Galus, all the years in Galus, they were used to, because the chash of the goyim, they were used to lighting inside. So even though they came there to Israel, it's hard for them, you know, some people already addicted, it's hard for them to change. I understand. So people, it's hard for them to change. Pitom, now they will start to light outside. Ale adlokas with ale shirim with tishbochas, even in a veinik. Pitom, they will do it outside. We'll be that adlokas with everyone will stand with. So a lot of things that have to change. Okay? Several from years. So b'meila, you're writing a tshuva to miyash of the minik. No. But to write in the middle of the tshuva, maskone sha'oisin katoiro ha'ksuva b'shulchanoruch einam yoitzi d'chavosa, lo yochalti l'holmoy. Amarti, asura no ve'ero amare. I decided I'm going to learn the inyan to see if you're right or not. V'hime. And Rabbi Eliashiv, we'll see soon, we'll go over the tshuva. I'm reading the last five lines of the tshuva. כבר אמרו חז"ל, כשם שמצווה לא אמר דבר הנשמע, כך מצווה לא אמר דבר שאין. מכל מקום, לא נמנעתי מלכתוב לקוויתרוסס הדבורים האמורים לעיל, אני אהבתי לה את הרצאי, שמו, maybe, בבואי אם ירצה השם לקיים מצווה זאת לא יגז נחניקה בחנוכה הבא עלינו לטויבו, יהרר עוד הפעם בזה, אם לא יאוריך, if it's not the right thing, למבט כהלוכה הפסוקה בשולחן ערוך, וממנו יירו וכן יעשו, זכוס הרבים יהיה תולוי בו. Maybe you'll change your mind, you will have that time to start to keep Shulchan Aruch, and you will start to do like Shulchan Aruch, and Klal Yisrael will start to learn from you to stop the light outside, and you'll have a schus to your mezaki Klal Yisrael and Chanukah. So I spend my time here that I don't believe you'll change your mind, I spend my time, maybe we'll have a schus. So this is what we will try to do tonight. Yeah? Maybe to learn the sugyas, and everyone will decide himself. Yeah? You have a teres Yeshua, teres Yeshua also taught, like, you had a Messiah from Rabbein, from the Ovis and Kedoshim, that did it, but we learned Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Eichet given a Kodesh V'Toyer, V'Siyah Yisrael Eichet given Shulchan Aruch, and Rove and Abayin and Gemara is also a Toyer V'Kodesh, Tur Shulchan Aruch Rambam, there's also some people to follow, yeah? So, V'Meir, Zog Dabal Yashiv, Asur Ove'era Amare, Avad, Mitzad Sheini, we have to be Yashiv, Chosh V'Yidin, that Halt Nishtazeh. I think it's important that everyone will know the Sugya, Kmo Yishet Tzorich. Before we start to go into the sugya, I was just wondering, l'chiba salomdim, what talk of the Teres Yeshua, how he could say such a zach, that if someone lights outside, does what Hashem said, Shulchan Aruch, he's not yoytze. You want to say that people light inside of Choshev and Minogim, no, let me zogim, we'll find a way to miyash of the meaning of the people that do inside. But to write, to do outside is not good. So he brings down, the Gemara says, manichal shubshas ha-sakona manichal shulchonoi. So the Shaila is, what was the Sakone? The Tzad, was a Gzeire, Shal Yorik Val Yavr. So the Shaila was, what was the Heter, Manicha Al Shulchan? So, he wants to learn Pshat, that, as David Gemara says in Ksuves, Psula Anisus Liyayim Arivi, Tiboy Le'agmoin. So Chazal said, so change the Gzeire, change it. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, Shal Yorik Val Yavr. So the Rishonim answered, the Gemara meant that Chazal would change the day of the Takone. So, but really, the Takone will not be anymore Biyayim Arevi. So, be no deal if Yahorik Val Yavr. Also, here he learns that Val was a Sakone, Chazal changed the place from the Chanukah from outside to inside. So, now the place is inside. This is his theory. So, really, the place outside is not a place anymore. The people that light inside have to know why they're doing it, yeah? They learned that Mishas HaSakon and Chazal went, they erased that mitzvah. And from now on, the place is only inside. This is Be'etzem, his Teir. He brings Reis to it. And a lot of Takonas, Mishnei HaSakon, today no one gets married by Yom HaRevi. Why? It's no more Sakon. It was bottled already. It was a minig by Yehuda that you were boil Arusose with Beis Chomov. Because it was a gzeire that if she was a psula b'shas d'chupa, the goyim would come and take her. So there was boy la rusosei. Moses, Roshami brings down kalosei shel Rav Hune, nichnesa l'chupa mu'uberes. Even that is the isu, shel boy la rusosei, kalba libroche. But Chazal took away the isu to be matir. So, and that Rabbi Yashiv is cholek, but I want now to go in to the Iker Hadovo. To learn the sugya, and then we'll start to the arguments of the rayas or not the rayas. To mevarer this thing, we have to know, and if we want to know all the shailas, how to know how to paskin, where to light and how to light, we have to clear three chakiras duch the sugya. We'll try our derech is to learn the sugya from the sugya bizalocha lemaise. We'll try to go together. The Gemara says, "Mitzvahs nechanika leaniach al Pesach habayis mibachutz." V'ima yodar ba'aliyo manicho b'chaloyin asmucho l'rshus o'rabi. U'b'shas ha'sakone manicho al shulchon o'vedai. Lo beklar on the first chakira. Bizman ha'gimore. The mokim is b'chutz. Someone wants to light inside. Is allowed to or not? בזמן הגמור, לא מגיע לאט לאט. בזמן רובה והבעיה. A person wants to make a gun side locker, all the comments of that locker, he wants to make a locker inside near the door. He could do it or he can't do it. Why no? So what happened today? It's no sakona, no sakona. There's no sakona is always, no more sakona today.
They were
mevatel. But I'm asking before they were mevatel. So I want to think five rayas that not, and then we'll see some rayas that one raya has nicht. Was it b'shas a sakona manich al shulchan? Mashma, if it's not a sakona, also loshen al shulchan oruch. Tov reish ayin alef seif beis. Hey, merchanika manich al pesach asomor lo shesorabi mibachutz. U'b'shas a sakona, listen carefully. She'ein oi rasha in lekayim ha-mitzvah, manich al shulchan oi v'dayo. State that if a person puts it inside, it's not called mekayim the mitzvah. Is a too clean a diyukim. The third diyuk is a shein a diyuk. The Gemara says, Taisis brings down, mitzvahs nechanike ad shetich leregel min ashuk. Zog Taisis, veli nire, veleri nire, deato, she'ein lo chushmo say madlik. Da'onu ein lanu heker, relo lebnei abayis, she'ari madlikim mibifnim. Bezman hazeh, you don't have to light exactly in shkir, or in zesek rechovim. You could light later, because the heker is lebnei abayis. Faitzer de kashi, even bezman ha-gemore. If you want to light inside, you could light later. So it could be Taisis means to say, but in the street you can light later. Taisis says, bezman azeh, you could light later. Mashma bezman ha-gemore, there was no way to light later. The Rambam brings down, matlik mishetishka, v'im over hazman, en lo itakonet. It doesn't say that you could light inside. Ain't light a corner. There's another starke, starke raya. The Gemara says, Adlok yo isa mitzvah. Lechichoch hidliko befnim v'hitzio loy oso v'loy klum. Zogt Rashi, shekeivon shadlok yo isa mitzvah v'hidliko befnim, shuv loy me'ani shiitzio no achutza. Because befnim is garnished. So state klor in Rashi, הדליקו בפנים והציע לו בחוץ לא יוצא, שעד לא קויס המצווה, וכיוון שהדליק בפנים לא יוצא כלום. So, ראייס ברורו is that בזמן הגמורה בפנים is garnished. לאום אז דם, some bought a ראי from a tour the opposite. The tour says, עד לא קויס המצווה, לפיכוך אם הדליק בפנים והציע לו חוץ לא יוצא, שהרוי האימר לצורכו הדליק והציע. Why the Torah doesn't say he lit inside? Inside is garnished. Masha punk vakert. But chutz from the Torah, we said bepashtus inside is not good. Now I want to bring two rayas that inside even bezman ha-gemore is good. The Ritva says im over hazman yelech v'yadlik bebeisoy kmo yishem yipnei hasakone manicho al shulchanoi. כשעובר הסכונה, גם כשעובר הזמן, גם יוכל להניח על שולחנוי. שסכונה לאו דווקא, אלא הוא הדין רוח וקדומה. סלחו אז משמע, that בזמן הגמורה, you could have lit in inside. You could מדחה, that he means after the זמן. Over כל זמן, you could light outside, you can light inside. When it's dangerous outside, you could light inside. When it's windy outside, you could light inside. But if someone has an opportunity, a chetimtze, to light outside, could be he is not allowed to light inside. It's a Rashbo. It's a beautiful Rashbo. The Rashbo going with a shita that you're allowed to be nenef in the Chaneke. We hold, ve'en lenu reshus lishtamesh bohem, elo li roysem bilvad, kedi lo hidis, alo shabeh. But the Rashbo was before Aneres alolu from our Nusach. Yeah? The Rashbo is from the shita that you're allowed to be nenef. It brings a rai, that you're not allowed to. He says, why? If you're allowed to, chob akash. Ner chanike v'ner Shabbos, the Gemara declares a person has money. Odot v'ner chanike, odot v'ner Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, ner Shabbos, odot mishum shalom beis. Zog the Rashi, because if there's no light in the house, they fall in the fight. Fak the Rashba, light ner chanike inside. And you will have also shalom beis. You're right. If you light outside, it's other nechanik or shlom bayis. Light inside, and you will have also shlom bayis. Verstehen nicht, aber bis wann you have to light outside. Steht in der Rashi, if you can outside, you could inside. Aber you can matcha again. This person only has money for one candle. The aloch is nechanik, and the Shabbos odi. So he doesn't have a candle outside. So he's like, shayis sakone. So then he could. So we don't have a klore raya. Again, side the Ritva, side the Rashba are showing him that for different reasons you could not light inside, outside, so you could light inside. So again, we cleared Chkire Aleph. Vizmana Gemore, a person cannot light outside. A person doesn't want to light outside, he wants to light inside. He could or he cannot. Vizmana Gemore, he could or cannot. Pashtas, he cannot. Two rayas, Rashba and Ritva, that you could. And we say, the rayas are nishken rayas brures. The Ritva says, if it's over the time, you can light inside, even in Zman HaGemore. And the Rashba says, in the Chanukah and the Shabbos, you have one candle, you can light inside. So both of the rayas are not rayas brures. Why they're not rayas brures? Because both of the rayas are only telling us that in Zman HaGemore, if you cannot light outside, because it's after the time where you don't have the Shabbos, and a Chanukah, you only have the candle for the Shabbos, Frank the Rashba do both. But most of the poskim hold that bezman gemore you cannot light outside, and you cannot light inside. So let me name tzachon that bezman gemore very shvach atzad that you could light inside. Bezman gemore you have to light outside. So chkir aleph, we decided that bezman gemore you can't do what people do today. Chkir beis. Bezman HaGemore, if you don't have a door, manichoy b'chaloy nasmucho l'rshus ha-rabim, in the window. Bezman HaGemore, someone lives on the first floor. He doesn't want to use the door outside. He wants to use the window. He could or he cannot. Bezman HaGemore, he wants to put it in the window. He doesn't want to put it outside. You could have said, the mokum is the bais. Only the Aliyah, the guy that didn't have the Pesach Habayis, Mishadar Be'aliyah, they gave him a window. Of a stam, I want to explain. A person can't stam light a Chanukah candle, yeah? Like a person will go, he'll put it on the top of a car. But Mishugana, yeah? Type of a car, is not a place for a Chanukah candle. It doesn't clap, yeah? It's not like... It's a mocker. It's a Pesach Habayis. A window, a top of a car. It's normal, yeah? It's not a Zazach. It's a mokum where you light. You light in shul. Some machlokes is the koysel. It has it in shul. Doesn't have it in shul. Some people make their brachas. A car? Because he lives in the car place. It's no what? So what I'm trying
to... There's no limits as mechlal in a car?
Like, what? Mezuzah? You mean mezuzah in a car? I'm not going to... Sure.
No mezuzah. Hey, limits as mechlal. Saying
the muscle about is the burden of the Mashiach will come, we'll ask him.
I came ready.
So, Mikon will come. Mikon will come. A person has to put. I'm going to take it. Bismana Gimore. You can light outside, you have to light in the Pesach. Our Chakira is, this person wants to put it in the window. People will see it. It's Mekoymes. Like a mezuzah is on the door. Mezuzah on the door. You can't put a mezuzah on the ear. Right? It's on the door. It's a mocker. Pesach HaBayis. Misha Dar Ba'aliyah doesn't have a Pesach. They gave him a window. Every place that people could see from outside. They say from the Chazanish, Ramosha Feinstein, and the Buskerov, that even the Zman HaGemore, if a person wanted to put it in the window, he could put it in the window. So, it's very interesting. Now, let me clear a third child. So again, to put it in the house, Zman HaGemore, no. To put it in the house, Zman HaGemore, no. Das nicht. Aber Bezman HaGemore, if you want to put it on the window, you can put it on the window. L'cheure, what would it be if a person is in a place that is Shasa Sakon? But the sakana is to leave it outside. Up in the window, it's not so dangerous. I think in America, the marshal, outside is a sakana, lamazogim, yeah? Some people don't put outside. Mistam is a sakana, yeah? But in the window, it's not dangerous. More places, it's not dangerous in the window. You mechuyev to go to the window? Or not? Lechuura, you mechuyev. Again, before to say that today things change, we're going now. Bizman, lefit the Gemara again. Shas, I have to do outside. You can't put inside. If it's dangerous, you'll have to go inside. Yeah, that's the mahalach. Before Heintike Teirim, yeah. Bizman the Gemara, we said most places Gemara you can't put it inside at the table. No, but if it's dangerous, but in the window you could, because people could see from the street. Pesum and Nisa. The door and the window have the same matzah. So lechur, if it's a sakana downstairs, but the window is available, lechur, you have to go to the window. It's a shver loshen in Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah says, "Kayoy maniach befnim, umi sheyesh lechaloyin ve'ein sakana in the window, lekatchil yanicho yishom ve'lo liyal adelas bifnim." Achor from Mishneh Berurah. Better the window from near the door inside. So lechur, Mishneh Berurah had to say that you have to. Reb Moshe said you have to. Yeah, without the vikuchim that the Teir changed. I'm saying, we're going kilu b'zman ha-gemore without saying that something changed. B'zman ha-gemore, sakone, you go inside. Aliyah, you go to the window. Sakone outside, but window's available. What happens then? So the Moshe says, why do you have to go to the window? Some say, the pshat is hazeh. That be'etzem, the mokum is outside. Shaz ha-sakone, they said inside. They didn't say window. You read that Chazal never made a new place that is called a window. They said outside. Outside, if you want, the window is like outside. But the place came out like that. After that, we know that. Selechua. Comes Rabbi Yashiv and knows. The Maestro today is no sakone. You have to light outside. Meaning Rabbi Yashiv holds, if someone doesn't light outside, the light's inside, without a window, it's a bracha levatole. Can I just say Baruch Shem Kivoy when you finish? You over what?
All three brachas.
And two. Shechiyanu, the Mishneh Berurah says. I think it all three. But we'll see later. I'll give an answer a little bit. If Mishas the bracha, you look and you see someone that's lining outside, so you can have Birkas Haroye. This could be a Yitzhak. So I said, Rabbi Yashiv. Again, if the marshal, you're doing a window already, we'll see about what is the halachas of window. We have to learn. Malam Esrim. But if you do it in the windows, like Rabbi Yashiv, so the window already, it's ready to go to the or if you light it in the room, and here's a big problem, because even the people that Lama Zagan all their life didn't light in rooms. They light in windows, but you come to the Eretz Yisrael, and you start to live in all different bunkers that there's no windows. So then you really have to know what to do. If you light inside, if you're a you can't follow Rabbi Yashiv in some things and not to follow in everything, yeah? So what to do? So first, let me again to Masbi the tzad of the poiskim that light inside. So Sach, Choshev, and Kihilis, and Klal Yisrael that light inside. And Sefer Dvar Yeshua, we saw in Simon Mem, he says, you light inside. One of his Mesholim, he brings down, we blow Shofar before Musaf. The Maaseh is Rizim Akdimi, we had to blow Shofar earlier. But because Amal the Goyim would want to kill us, so they would wait that we'll do Shofar. So we waited till they went away. So they already stayed already after Shachris. No more close. You have to go back. They moved it, they moved it. About it, same thing, Psura Nisus Liyama Revi, they moved it. About it, we said it's not the same. Shofar, the whole day was the mitzvah. So it's all his reason. Psura Nisus, here the Shulchan Aruch brings down the aloche, Ner Chanike, Manicha bePesach HaBaisi Bachutz, for who the Shulchan Aruch writes it. More from that. If Bizmana Gemore Bediyeved, like the second time we said, you are Yoitze Bifnim, And b'meir it will not be a bochel of a tolik, even with man gemor, but the evidence light inside. But then the whole shtickle tearing the dvar Yeshua falls off. His whole letter was that b'shas ha'sakona they changed the place of the takona. But if even with man gemor, if you want, you could have written inside. You just gotta didn't do it, but you could have written inside with man gemor, so you didn't have to change the takona. The Sefer Minchas Yitzchok is Marich, and he says that you're allowed to light inside. I'm not going into this. But he brings down the Itu. Itu is in the Choshev HaRishonim. Bezman HaSakone Yidliku Befnim. Vekayoim Af She'ein Sakone Madlikim Befnim. Kevon She'noagu, Noagu. Umi U Nochen She'adlik Bachutz. So if you want to bring the Raya from the Itu, Kedai to do what he says. Umi U Nochen She'adlik Bachutz. Aber Kevon She'noagu, Noagu. But for sure, stay nicht dass mit war Yeshua. That even that bezman hazeh, if you want to light outside, you for sure you could. Or zaroi el cheschanike. Kayoim en sakone venoagud leadlik bebefnim. Lo yadane taime. My taime ein anu madlikim echatzor yisenu. So the Dvar Yeshua says, he's wondering, who told Yerushalayim to light outside? Maybe they found someone more choshe from the Zeruah. The Zeruah says, we lo yadane, but we light inside, and I don't know why. So Yashi says, yeah, he said he doesn't know. So we have to light outside. And Sefer Oyel Moyed, from the Rebbe from the Rashbo, Ve'achshuv no'alu lehadlik ala Pesach bi'befnim, afal pi she'ein l'shas ha'sakone. Rabbi Yeruchem, also Rishon, says, Lav das ha'sakone, ela sakone as goyim, she'yignevu. Especially if you have a silver menorah. He says sakone is still the menorah, is also sakone. He says sakone for the menorah. He says they're not mechayev you to stand there or to buy a poshta menorah. You're not mechayev to buy a poshta menorah. Me mitzvah you do behidu sakone. They said as is Rabbi Yeruch. And Sefer Imrei Noyam Chelek Beis he brings down from Megillas Tainis. Ibnei sakone saleitzi. And they go him laugh on us. אבל פי שנאמר, לא יבוא איש בני המליגים עליו, הוכר תיקנו שכשיש ליצים, יוכל להליג מבפנים. עושים בארט הביג נפקי מינה, הרי נשיבה, אבל זה מצער את זה אימרי נויים, and I'm one of the shyness, זה גבין דוי נשיבה. עושים בארט. דורך השולחון says, another reason why we light inside. It's very windy today. If you light outside, you know what happens? It blows off.
What used to be.
He said it was different. I know that people think that Pungfagel today it gets warmer because it's like a hole there in the sky. It's getting windier. Don't believe the goyim. Believe the Orach HaShulchan. It's getting colder and colder. Not hotter and hotter.
It's normal.
It's snowing in America really early. Yeah? It's Poshnose. Hazeh Zokta, the Metzias. Now, you don't have to ask questions. Go outside, try to light a match. See what happens. Blows off. Metzias. Now, so what do you say? To make a whole box? There's nowhere in the Gemara that was boxes for the menorah. Chazal would never have to build boxes. State this, why is no suya about how you build the box, how you open the box? Yes. Now, in the same Mikroi Kodesh, the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, he brings down, Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak about it after we'll, Be'ez Hashem, learn that we have to light outside, Be'ez Hashem, that you have to know when you light outside and it's windy, so it's a big problem. So you build a box, you buy a box. Now when the box is open and you light, if you will leave the box open, the menorah will blow out. It's the Metzius. So, B'meile B'shas Da'ad Loketz, Eino Roi, to light for half an hour. So, Osifim the Buskerah, Osifim different Rishayim Achoinim, that even if you rush and you close the box, you're not Yoitze. Because B'shas Da'ad Loke was not Roy to be like this for half an hour. So, we'll see later all different shittas, ways how you open the box a little bit, you stick this your hand inside with a long candle. It's a whole Avodah. It's a whole Avodah to practice it, how to be ready to do that, look outside. Mainly, he says, people don't know how to do it. But mainly, they're not Yoitze Adlokeh Bachutz. So it's better to do Adlokeh Bifnim. As I said, I'll give you a piece of Tzifah and give it a Rav Yerushalayim. Some wanted to say because you have to have a glass box. And like an Avdolah state that if you have a glass box, you're not Yoitza because you're not seeing the fire clear. So Anu Zogun that there is a aloche that you have to see the fire. Here's a Pirsum and Nisa. Some say that their glass was not. Some Machmir take off the glasses in Avdolah also. You see the glass and the Kiddush Levon already left. No Machmir on it. Shav, you have to take off the glasses because you have to see it straight without the glass. Well, people that can't see without glasses, the Meretnish of them. But if you could, so the Meretnish of the Machmir, you might be in the Kiddush Levona, you move the glasses for a second to see the Levona without, but it's already a Bezunder Shir. Sometime that the Sakona could come back. I want to explain. You're right. You don't know the matzah. But Rabbi Yisrael Salanter brought down, it was a mice in Yom Kippur, there was a cholera. Everyone had to eat. So Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter went to shul, and he made after Musaf Kiddush and shul in Yom Kippur, and he ate. And then he ate a whole zach. They asked Rabbi Yisrael how he's doing it. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, there's a lot of people that will not eat because of Yom Kippur. And if we don't do this Kiddush, it's a sakone. You can't, the Yechidim do all different zachen than their own. If everyone been hiding outside, you'll hear fights and stories all over. I remember it was a whole story here in Eretz Yisrael that the person was lighting candles outside in a friar neighborhood. So he had friar neighbors, and she sued him. She sued him to court that she got dizzy and she fell the steps when she's from the smoke. And the court told him that in 8 days he has to move it away. But I remember all the newspapers were full with that story. So that we see that even Bizman Azeh could be a sakana when you light outside. Those may not deserve. Even Bizman Azeh could be a sakana. Loi sakana means that Klal Yisrael Yoishvim Bat Mosom Mashiach is here and there's no chash. But calls man that this is the other time. The Bnei Yisoschol brings down a pisoy, they were oikeret, and they put it inside. And the Sefer Ner Yisrael, he brings down, it's from the Magid Mikoznitz, he brings down a pinisto, Tzofnas Paneach, and Perek Aleph in Megillah, She'acha Shelis Batlo Megillah Steinis, Pirsum Nisa Botel. The Sefer, Seder Ayoy, B'choshe B'Sefer, he lived in Tzfas, he says, we're Zmana B'S Yosef, and we're lighting inside. Even though the Bes Yosef says in Shulchan Aruch to light outside. Also the Mishneh Berurah says that Bezman Hazeh, if you come late, you could light inside. And I heard from people that the Taina that in Radin was not just a Sakana. You know the history, they claim that in Radin was not so dangerous. Sefer Nitei Gavriel is Marich with a lot of Achroinim also that you could light inside. Lemaiseh. All of this is a limud schus on the yidden that light inside. Aber Rebbe Yashiv, Rebbe Yom Zilber, Chazanish, Buskerov, our Rabbeim, all of them paskin, you have to light outside. So inside, you could be yoitze. Outside, somehow, you have to. So if you have to light outside, and you could be yoitze inside, so where you light? And I want to be mad. If you light inside the house, in a window, or in a glass door, then you yoytze even most shitas. So now we have to know what to do. So before we start, we have to know mitzvahs chanukah chaviva hi ad me'oid. As I said in Rambam, mitzvahs chanukah chaviva hi ad me'oid. We have in chanukah something that we don't have in no mitzvah. Mehadrin mina mehadrin. Dahinu. We have, we could light candles. Mehadrin, oil. Mehadrin, oil, 1 day. Mehadrin, 8 days. I mean, candle a day. Mehadrin, moisiv ha'ilach. Mehadrin, mina mehadrin? Everyone in the family. So look how much. Everyone in the family from oil. So it's like six. 60 durim. Candles, oil every day to add. Candle, oil every day. Everyone in the family. We don't have such a mitzvah. Alamol is hilum mitzvah ad shlish. What is the pshat? Because Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was nice to us. Why was nice to us? Famous Maisa, I said, oh, Alamol. If you ask someone what happened in Chanukah, what do I tell you? What happened in Chanukah? What? This is what they will tell you, or this is what you say? Yosef. If you ask someone on the street, what happened in Chanukah, what they will answer? Oil. They found the oil, and it lit for 8 days. We open Al Anisim, we even don't mention it. Rabbim biyad me'atim, t'meim biyad ta'orim, reshoim biyad tzadikim, zeidim biyad oiski seyosecho. So everyone you'll ask in the street, they will say the oils. And they write to say it. Why they write to say it? Because when you go around, what do you see around? Oil, candles. You don't see makabim. Yeah? I would do makabim. Rabbim biyad me'atim, t'meim biyad ta'orim, reshoim biyad tzadikim. No. No similar, no zeicher to the makabim. The zeicher is to the candles. But we say Alam Nisim, we only think about the Nes. Rabbim biyad me'atim, t'meim biyad ta'orim, reshoim biyad tzadikim. Nothing about the oil. What is the answer? Zakim Chaim Shmulevi, it's a big issue. Says, you go into a house, you see a lady taking a baby, cleaning him, changing him, washing him. You wonder to yourself, what is this lady? Is it the mother or is it the housekeeper, the babysitter? If she finishes to clean the baby, she puts him down, housekeeper. If she picks him up, she gives him a kiss on the forehead, oh, Yiddish Imam. It's like that. So the kid, what the kid has to say thank you for his mother? For changing his diaper or for giving him a kiss? Changing his diaper. Give the kiss and Shkin Chochmah. Like that I say. How you know who is the mother? The one that gives the kiss. Oh, but the kid has to say thank you for changing the diaper. Zokta. Kodesh Baruch Hu had to save us. Shloit ishtakach mipi zaroi. Hashem promised us. But Hashem could do it because He has to. And He could do it because He wants to. How we know if He does it because He has to? Does it stop? How we know He does it because He wants to? If He gives us a kiss. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a kiss. We had to win the war. But we didn't need this nest of the oil. Who needed the oil? 3 years was no Chanukah candles in Beis HaMikdash. Wait another 8 days. Wait another 8 days. Big mafkemina. Tu mehut rabbi tzibu. Oh, Teretz is, but Hashem wanted to show Klai Yisrael, but I love you. So we felt like kids. Achar kach bohu vonecho lidvir beisecho, vidliku neres b'chatzot kodshecho. Achar kach bohu vonecho lidvir beisecho, vidliku neres b'chatzot kodshecho. So the Chanukah candles was a kiss. So thank you, we say, for changing the diaper. Rabbim bad batim, t'meim biyad ta'orim. And when we go around, we tell everyone what we say. We're the kids. We got a kiss. Be proud. We're the kids. So what we put out of the windows is the kiss, the Chanukah candles. But the thank yous and the nitzoch. And that's like Chaim Shmulevitz. So the yisoid of the Chanukah was ahava, ahavas Hashem, ahavas Hashem. So because it was Avas Hashem, the way to give back Avas Hashem is by Hidu Mitzvah. How you know that the way to give back? So it's another vote of Chaim Shmulevitz. We went out of Mitzrayim. Everyone knows, B'shas Kiryas Yamsuf, we learned in the Cheder, you know, that from, Amal, they would say, you know, from the walls, they came out, the candies, the drinks, how they say, the sorrow sticks, all these Gishmaki Zachim were coming out from the walls. Why we needed it? Ros HaShivcha Alayama Shalero Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Who needs these candies? We're going out of Mitzrayim. Candy, chocolate. Zakeh Chayesh Melevit, Hashem taught Klal Yisrael. I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. But don't think I'm doing it because I have to. Shal Yoyim Arois HaTzadik. I'm doing it because I love you. He gave us a kiss. Extras. Hamoit Yis Amo Yisrael Mi'al Mitzrayim. Hamad Irbonov Ben Gizri Yamsuf. So how Klal Yisrael gave back a kiss? Shas Kiras Yamsuf, they felt so touched. They gave back a kiss. How they gave back a kiss? There's one mitzvah that Hashem never gave us, and we decided to take it out on ourselves. We said every morning in davening, one mitzvah. Ze keili v'anveyu eloi ke'ovi v'aroi b'menu. Hidur mitzvah. Shas Kiryas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael said, when we will do the mitzvahs, we will not do it because we have to. We'll do it because we want to. We'll add Hidur mitzvah. Chanukah is me'adrin mina me'adrin. So a guy goes, I don't mind. Sometimes I see guys light a menorah inside. I see from outside. I know it's candles. I don't know if it's out that the guy is spending money on oils, but he's not trying to choyshe to Rebbe Yashin to light outside, yeah? Loz up the oils. Nishkin Golnish candles is exactly the same. One candle is enough. Yil mamish kosher, yeah? One candle? It's better for meeting Rabbanut Me'adrin. No shayla about it. This there is a shayla you're allowed to, yeah? Here for sure you're right. Here for sure you're right. Here for sure you're right. But the guy, so if you sold machmir and a Chanukah to buy oil, so you have to know where to light. So sometimes you decide, oh, I heard the shir, I'm lighting outside. I mean, but we'll see what people do that they have a meaning. When you go to light outside, here the problem starts. Where to light outside? The Gemara says, Manicha al Pesach habayis mi bachutz. The Gemara says, Pesach asomuch l'rshu sorabim. Rashi says, Pesach achotzer. Taisa says Pesach Habayis Shenir El Achotzer. So Rashi learns Pesach Achotzer. Taisa learns Pesach Habayis. The Dvar Yeshua says he has a raya that he's right, that everyone lies inside. How Rashi and Taisa have a machlokes where you light? What they did last year? The Gemara says Manicha Pesach Habayis Yibachutz. So Rashi Pesach Achotzer. So Taisa Pesach Habayis. Knows that what they did last year. What did it last year? Before that also.
No,
it's a like the vice now is she got second a long time. Man, no one remembered already.
They didn't wear
tefillin
before
Rashi and Tess. Nothing is going to raya. This is a true Moshe about it. It's a big chiluk. Tefillin are closed in the backs. No one knows what goes inside. No one goes with what?
Shafer.
What Shafer?
So what's with the
Avavah? It's a different minogim. We see that. The Shalom explain. The Asr, the Mar, the Asr, the Avuda. So you don't have to tell. You have to learn outside. I'm asking. You're not the Kavod. You're not the Kavod of Chir. Say it. Mikol Mekoyim, we pask in Pesach HaChotzer. Zog the Chazanish. Kiboy the first Rashi of the Basre. I know the way of Nochem learns the Rashi, Sinish Ken Raya. Or the way the Chazanish learns the Rashi. Rashi says, what is the first Rashi of the Basre? Shutim Shalotu Laz Mechitza Bachotzer. Stam Chotzer Shalom Lifne Abatim. Nubo Shetim Rashi. Veroiv Tashmishon Bachotzer. Zog the Chazanish, Archa Tzeres, is no, take no wolf from Ezra Kriya. There's no Rav Tashmishon Bachotzer. B'meile, there's no Ezek Kriya, there's no Gatim of Basra. And Gatim of Chanukah, you can't let Chanukah outside. That's like the Chazanish. Miskirov says, you could. You could. So the Fidei Chazanish, today you have to light in Pesach HaBayis. You can't light in Pesach HaChotzer. Miskirov says, you light in Pesach HaChotzer. Fidei Chazanish sometimes that B'shem the Chazanish that has to have a tzura as a Pesach. Some say even have to have a chayav mezuzah. In the yeshiva here, this building, the main building, what it's called. So I remember Rabbi Yashiv came in for a bris. We asked him where to light. Speaking of the main entrance, the one that is open now by night, not the one that is closed by night. And Rabbi Yashiv said to light upstairs near the door, not downstairs. Near the light, near the yeshiva, near the door that opens. Not near the bismedrash, I mean. Near the door that opens. What? The door of the yeshiva.
What did they do last year?
What?
What did they do the year before?
What?
What did they do the year before?
They asked the Rabbi Yashiv, so I'm Shaneh, what they did the year before. They didn't ask what they did, they asked what the Rabbi Yashiv. The Rabbi Yashiv, the one that has that outside. On the other side, some Rabbeim didn't light like that. So, the marshal in an apartment building, Lefida Chazanish, you can't light downstairs. Because it belongs to everyone together. It's not a Pesach HaBayis. It's like a Aliyah. Skarov says you could. So, in the yeshiva, you have to know it. So, now the shaila is what you do. You want to light outside Lefida Beliashiv, but Lefida Chazanish, you're not Yaitze. You light upstairs, Lefida Chazanish. maybe you'll be Yotze, if you're Rebbe Yashin, for sure you're not Yotze. So what you do? So the Machmirim, what the Machmirim do is, so if you don't have a Pesach Achot, so you light in the window. So the Machmirim do two Menayos. Machmirim do two Menayos. Every Machmir Kiman has two Menayos in Eretz Yisrael.
Ba 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 ba.
So the Machmirim have two Menayos. Now, will you make the bracha? So Lemay said the best thing is, in most of the cases, and I'll explain to you in a second where, to make the bracha downstairs. Why? Because Lemay said if you light upstairs, could be your yoitze. First we had all the list of the people that anyway light inside. And Lefila Chazanish, you have to light inside because outside is garnished anyways. So, but Lefila B'liashi, if you are not B'yoitze. So the problem is like this. But Lefi Diz Shita is, even if you yoitze inside, but it's only B'dievet. Because the Katchila you have to light outside. So if you light inside, you can't add a Hidur after you did a mitzvah. So maybe it's better to light outside. And you don't talk. You run home. You light the Ozwan, and then you start to sing Aneres Halal. This is the Reb Chaim, when a person had two Esroigim. One, very clean, Mehuda. The other one was... one was not so nice, but was for sure a Esroig. The other one was beautiful, but was a Safek Murkev. So Reb Chaim made the Bracha first on the Safek Murkev, and then he made the one that is for sure a Esroig. Because he said, if he makes the Bracha on the for sure Esroig, later, if you shackle the other one, you can't add a Hidu after the mitzvah was done. As Bemele also here, you have to make the bracha downstairs, and then to run upstairs. Even at the Welt, as the Kasha and Reb Chaim from Rashi and Eruvin Dafnun says, that if it's two behemoths, Sofek Meiser behemoths, Sofek Shlomim. So you make a vidui, Rashi says you don't make a bracha, because you don't know, Meiser behemoth needs a vidui, Shlomim doesn't need a vidui. And Bemele, if you make a bracha and a vidui, and you're not misvad on the right animal, it's a hefsek. So we see, Chaim Tain is if I'm misasek in the mitzvah, it's not a hefsek. Rashi Neiru Vishet is your hefsek. But Rabbah, there's chilukim to Miyash of Reb Chaim. I don't want to go into it today. It's a bazunda reshmuz. The Chazanish gave a eitz. If in the Moshul you have a porch with a door, and you light near the porch, the Vav will say inside near the porch. I know Reb Shlomo Zalman holds you can light outside on the porch also. Not everyone agrees with that. But inside the Moshul, if you can light inside in the porch, that you could see it from outside. So Chazanish holds even outside. Why? Chazanish holds that this is Be'etzem the door of the house. For the Chazanish, even outside the door of the porch. Why? Because this is the door to the house, and it's Pesul Rishus Rabim. Because when there's a fire, the fire engine, they come from that door. Remember, I said it over in the Shir 10 years ago. It was a Bacher, today is a Chashem Agid Shir, America, and a Yeshiva. But then it was a Bacher, and he heard the shir. I said, the Chazanish says, you can light in the porch. So he came to his dira. He got another meal dira. And he told over the Olam, the Chazanish. The Olam are making litzanis. That was Moshe Friedman. The Olam are making litzanis of him. Him, the shir. I don't know exactly yet. The kids of Amai said, that night was a huge fire in the dira. And the fire engine only managed to save them with a ladder through the porch. So, Menachem Mizal Zayin, the Chazanish. Chazanish says that the door of the porch is the door of the house because the fire engine. So they made Litzana, so that night they were saved from a fire engine. Now, so some people tie the Lemoshul. If Lemoshul is no place to lie downstairs, the Olam Chab Tevisi. Says like Shasa Sakona. A guy asked me once, everything was Chab, was only like one thing that if he lays on the floor, he could lie. So I told him maybe he has the Imran Noyam, if now leads him. If He's embarrassed that people will laugh at him. Could be collide upstairs. Now, some people in Moshe, what they do is, they mishtatef bepruta. They light in the window. But to be yoytzer Rebbe Eliashiv, they also want to light downstairs. So the mishtatef bepruta with a different bacher. But you have to know, if you mishtatef with a pruta and a bacher downstairs, the Moshe, you have to be marked with that bacher will be a chassidish bacher. Because if that bacher will not be a chassidish bacher, he will light in shkia, could be he will light downstairs, before you manage to light upstairs, and your bracha upstairs, a bracha levatole. So it's not just, or do you make it tonight? A lot of dearest, what they do is, the last guy, is like an extra menorah, the last guy that lights that extra menorah. Some dearest do forget, everyone lights downstairs. And then the mishtatev upstairs. You have to know, b'chlal, the musik of two bachim mishtatev v'prut as a machlekes. I'm only saying it here, for the guy with the two menorahs, but in the room himself, and one family, one menorah is enough. It's nela bais. Abel me'adri me'adri, and everyone from the bais lights. Abel achsenoy is a suffix. For sure you have to know that a balabos cannot be mishtatef with you. Why I'm saying it, I mean, every year I have these stories, Shabbos Chanukah, a bachur went over to his aunt, that she's a almana, has no yichud, because five bachur came. And because of that Shabbos, she didn't want the light. You know, she feels funny. So she was mishtatef with them. Shlubur says they're not yetzer. Balabos cannot be mishtatev v'chsanoi. Chsanoi can be mishtatev balabos. Balabais. The mitzvahs are balabais. She could make the mashliach. Shlubur says she has to stand there. She can make a mashliach to light her menorah. But if they light their menorah, can be yetzer. Now, in yeshiva l'mashal, l'kule alme, you could light outside. L'kule alme. Why? It's the best place. It's Pesach habayis. It's not, no shaila, it's like one big house. Here, you learn. Upstairs, you have a library. Here, you have a kitchen. You have a bes medrash. You have an office. It's a whole matzah. So it's one big building. So every guy that lives in this building, see later, they got to be eating, but lives in this building, could light outside of this building also. Moshe Sternberg holds the Marshall in an apartment building. You could light an outside the apartment to the steps. It's called Rabbi Moivrim Shom. It's very schwach to be saying on it, but in Yeshiva the Marshall, a guy that doesn't have a place to light downstairs. So for him, he could light in his room. He could also be saying to light outside his room where all, everyone else passes here. It's Mamashal Shusarabi in some of these places here. But it's a shaila. If someone wants to be saying on it, I say animal to do it inside the door. So Bemele, he also has the musig of b'toich hacheder, manicha al shulchanoi. You have to know to leave the door open because it has to be a pirsum lebnei habayis. Because if the marshal outside, you don't need a pirsum lebnei habayis. It's enough for the people outside. It's enough for the people outside. Avada, you have to know that. So you leave the door open. So you have to be scared no one will steal in your room. So the ikar problem is on Shabbos. Because you can't be cheer, it becomes a busis. So some say if you put something else on the chair, it doesn't become busis. And Nissim Kareli told it becomes busis because B'shas not lucky, you're not allowed to move it because you need it to be here. Okay, now, let me get into one more prat. So we know Be'etzem, we're pushing for a window. A guy has a window, doesn't have, okay, Chumah for Rebbe Eliashiv. If he has a window, he's beseder. Again, if he's not for the people that are knowing to light inside. But we have to know, the Gemara says, Nechanika she'nicho lemalo me'esrim amo psula. The window is good if it's not lemalo me'esrim amo. If it's lemalo me'esrim amo, it's not good. The katchila has to be lemalo me'gibel b'teichaso. But the window is better, even if it's lemalo me'asor tfochi. So as a Ravos Natainis, and I say B'Shem Rav Moshe, if you have two buildings, the Moshe of Manhattan, 50 floors, you want to light in the 50th floor, but there's another building on the other side also with 50 floors. It's B'Seder. It's not Lemalo Me'esrim Amo. And I say it's Mashma in the Ritva HaKadoshi. Reb Eliashiv, Tain is Nishtazi. But Reb Eliashiv is masking the Moshul that if the street goes up, it's okay. I'll give you a Moshul. The third floor in the main building is Lemala Me'asim Amo. We measure it. So if you want to know how to measure, I give you a Yitzhak Pshuto, you take a thread, you tie it to a match, you stand, you throw it down from your room, and then you hold on to it, you roll it back, and you measure. And you have to have Esri Mamo, the Moshul these, every 10 Melatas like these, like tires like these, are 3 meters. Esri Mamo is around 10 meters. I know it. Small ones is 5 for a meter. It's very easy to measure. But a marshal, they could lie to you some of the times because the street goes up towards Nechama, the bakery. So when you stand there, it's less than Esri Mamo. The street. How far? No, far, no, there's no shear for far. There's no shear for far. What would be the size of the ocean of Beisnish? Abel Chazal said, people doesn't pick up, doesn't look up. Mashal de Beine. For far, there's not enough community. So Bemele. Now, why I'm saying that? Bemele, a person has to know that when the marshal, he has a window. So the marshal, in my house, if I would have a window, lemato me'esrim amo, my window also has a door, could be I would just light in the window. But I'm lemalo me'esrim amo. So I don't have a window. I have the building across the street. So this is the reason I have 2 menorahs. Because when Luyotza will be lemato me'esrim, could be I would not have 2 menorahs. So I'm saying, Adam, all you have to know, what is the window, what is the outside, on the marshal. If I would have a window, I would make the bracha inside. Because the ma'isim ikardin is the right place. For the chumah v'liyasha, I would light also outside. But while my menorah inside is also not 100%, because the ma'alam ma'isim, you're right, I have manich al-shulchan. And the tzad that the b'skirov is right, so outside is garnish, so I'm yoytza manich al-shulchan. On the marshal, I'll tell you why I'm saying that. The marshal. Sometimes the windows are very schwach. You go to this dearest, and the guy climbs on a chair, puts it in the window there, in the end of his bunker, that people could see it maybe outside, under a porch when they walk in the street. But, so do you have to know? First, could be this guy is not Yaitse Bichlal. Why? In the street, no one sees it. In the deer, also no one sees it. It's not Pirsum HaNes, no one. So you have to know the klali. Now, as another klal, even if you want to light outside, Chazal say, "Manichoi betefach asomuch l'rshus oradi." Tefach asomuch l'pesach. You can't leave it outside. Stop. Has to be in tefach if the door. In tefach if the door. So if you put it inside the halal, it's okay. If not, you manichoi betefach asomuch l'bayis. You put it on the left side. Why? Mezuzah b'yamin, menorah on the left. If already one person put it on the left, the next guy could go back to the right. No din that has to be on the left. You have to be mukah b'mitzvahs. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is very machmir, Reb Shlomo Zalman was very maker. Reb Shlomo Zalman holds, if the box of the menorah is b'teich tefach, it's good. If you have like a big table, and it's b'teich tefach, the table, everything on the table is good. If you have shelves, and all the shelves are b'tefach, they hold also is good. We'll stop here for today.